From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, he continues a message entitled, A Fatal Flaw in a Faithful Man, as he takes a final look at the ministry of Gideon, the greatest of the judges, in this series on the Book of Judges. In the passage in chapter 8, we see Gideon's army faint yet pursuing the enemy. Here is Gideon's faithfulness. He was not distracted by the controversy with the men of Ephraim or deterred by physical faintness. Here is encouragement for God's people in every age. We're to remember that we're fighting a spiritual battle and that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, that is, prayer and study of God's Word. Let us be faithful in spite of weakness, for as Paul said, when we are weak, then we are strong through God's all-sufficient grace. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Lord's Free Men. The text is Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Sin will reign if it can. It cannot be satisfied with any place below the throne of the heart. We sometimes fear that it will conquer us, and then we cry unto the Lord, Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. This is His comforting answer. Sin shall not have dominion over you. It may assail you and even wound you, but it shall never establish sovereignty over you. If we were under the law, our sin would gather strength and hold us under its power. For it is the punishment of sin that a man comes under the power of sin. As we are under the covenant of grace, we are secured against departing from the living God by the sure declaration of the covenant. Grace is promised to us, by which we are restored from our wanderings, cleansed from our impurities, and set free from the chains of habit. We might lie down in despair and be content to serve the Egyptians if we were still as slaves working for eternal life. But since we are the Lord's free men, we take courage to fight with our corruptions and temptations, being assured that sin shall never bring us under its sway again. God Himself giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Away.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns. Thank you.
can learn from the case of Ziba and Zalmunna that no fugitive from the justice of God is secure. That sword of justice is just about to strike. And you do well to consider your latter end and flee from wrath to come. There's a lesson for those who are not saved. There's also a very sharp lesson for compromisers. The men of Succoth and Penuel were Israelites. They were Israelites who had suffered a lot from the Midianites. They were a people who should have cast their lot unreservedly in with Gideon and with the armies of the Lord. And when Gideon's men came, faint, they didn't even ask this bunch to join the battle. They simply said, "Will you give us bread to eat and water to drink? Will you let our men refresh themselves in order to pursue the battle?" And they said, "No way. You haven't yet caught up with these fellows. You might not win the war, and we're not willing to incur the bad feelings of these people by giving you help. We're just going to sit here and see how the battle turns out." A most despicable bunch of craven, cowardly compromisers. And Gideon rightly said, "I have a lesson to teach you fellows," and he did. If there's one thing that is inexcusable, it is compromise on the part of God's people with the enemies of God. In this day when there is a great struggle going on with the powers of hell, when the gospel is being preached, when the gospel banner has been unfurled, when faithful men of God are seeking to stand up for Jesus Christ, it is unconscionable that there are Christians who are wanting to sit on the fence, to be friends with the world, and not to take an open, bold, dedicated stand for God. If Jesus Christ is your God, he demands your worship, he demands your service, he demands your heart, he demands your all. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, then you need not be compromising. We sang Charles Wesley's hymn tonight. For many reasons. But I want you to watch the wording. This is I'm what the world calls a Calvinist. That really is a misnomer. I just believe the Bible to teach that God is God, and he's not dictated to by the whims of puny men or devils. He is in control. This man was an Arminian. At least he thought he was. When you read his hymns, you realize how far from that he strayed. One of the great hymn writers of church history. He uses some words that most Calvinists today and most fundamentalists today wouldn't use. I was just drawing Dr. Barrett's attention to this. "A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify." Oh, we all agree with that. Yes. "A never dying soul to save, and fitted for the sky." Now, not for a moment did Wesley mean, and not for a moment do I mean, that by your acts and labors you make yourself fit for heaven. But what he was saying was what the old Puritans always loved to preach. And that is, when a man gets salvation in his soul, that man starts out in a life of sanctification, a life of separation unto God. And that separation, the work of the Spirit of God on the merits of Christ, wrought in us by faith, will fit us for heaven. That while justification gives us the title deed to heaven, sanctification gives us the moral fitness for heaven. That's what he means. A lot of truth in it too. A lot of truth. And therefore, we need to be 100% dedicated to this matter of doing the will of God. Today, so many professing Christians are half-hearted. The Lord Jesus had some strong words to say to the churches of Asia Minor, threatened the church of Ephesus with a threat that he fulfilled. If you want to see how fully he fulfilled these threats, get Steve Ludwig to show you his slides from that area. See what Christian witness there is there today. But he threatened Ephesus, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove the candlestick. And he did. He had strong words to say to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, the church that had the name to live, but it was dead. But the harshest criticism of Christ was to the church at Laodicea. And my, if ever there was a message for the church in America today, it's this one. He says, you say that I'm rich, I'm increased with goods. This is the day of the rich church. I have need of nothing. That's why there's little praying in our churches today. That's why the prayer meeting in most fundamental churches is a farce. That's why most Christians don't know the beginning of real agonizing intercession before God. I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have need of nothing. There's nothing in this situation that we can't meet by organization. There's nothing in the situation that we can't deal with by determination. All we've got to do is discover the right principles of action and we'll have it all under control. That's the attitude today. And it's wrong. The Lord Jesus went on to say, you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. Now, I want you to get the meaning of this. He said, I would rather have you stone cold. I would rather have you in open opposition than to the hypocritical position that you're in. I would rather have you cold or hot, but you're lukewarm. Because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Now that's strong language from gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And he is the gentle Jesus who is meek and mild. Strong language. Compromisers always come off worse in the long run. Then, of course, every believer will find here instruction. Take those statements I made about Gideon. First, Gideon was not distracted by carnal controversy. The men of Ephraim came fighting with Gideon. Can you imagine this? This is the critical stage in a battle of national liberation. This is the critical stage, just at a moment when the initial victory had to be followed up. And these men of Ephraim come to God's appointed man, to the commander-in-chief of the army, and they want to start internal dissension. The devil couldn't defeat them on the field of battle, for the Lord was for them. So he moved inside. You turn to the book of the Acts, the very same thing happened. The devil couldn't do anything about the day of Pentecost. He couldn't do anything about the days that followed Pentecost. 3,000 saved on one occasion, 5,000 saved on another occasion. My, the alarm bells were ringing in hell. The devil couldn't stop it. He couldn't fight them on the field of battle. So what do you find? Acts chapter 6. He moves on the inside and he starts people who should be united to fight the devil. He starts them fighting each other. It's exactly what he tried here. And the devil always does that. He seeks to divide the people of God by pride, by self-promotion, and by petty jealousy. Now, when it comes to a controversy for the truth of God, I have got to take my stand and make my voice heard in that controversy. But when it comes to carnal controversy, Christian pitted against Christian because of what your pride dictates, or my pride dictates, or our prejudice dictates, when we turn to start to throttle the life out of those who are fighting the same battle, then we're wrong. And I want nothing to do with that kind of controversy. Gideon pacified and united God's people. Oh, how we need to learn to endeavor always to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now, it is the unity of the Spirit. It's not the unity of the church and the world. It's not the unity of Protestantism and popery. It's not the unity of belief and unbelief. It's not the unity of the National Council of Churches or even the National Association of Evangelicals. It's not the unity of compromise. It's the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He was not distracted by carnal controversy. He was not deterred by physical weakness. You may feel personally and physically faint and unfit, but even if you do, be faithful. These people were faint. Why? Because they hadn't eaten. Take that spiritually. An awful lot of God's people are weak today because they're not feeding on the Word of God. Very simple. If you're not taking time to feed on God's Word, you're going to be weak. You're going to be incapable of taking a stand, fighting a battle, praying through, witnessing for Christ. You can't do it unless you're feeding on the Word of God. There's something, of course, here that will encourage us. You may get discouraged that you're so faint and incapable. Even the greatest men in the world get faint. Gideon certainly did. But you see, the work of God doesn't depend on your power. It doesn't depend on my power. Our job is to keep pursuing. Keep pursuing. Be faithful. When you don't feel like praying, pray. When you do feel like praying, pray. So whether you feel like it or don't, pray. When it pays to obey the Word of God in an immediate earthly sense, obey the Word of God. When it costs to obey the Word of God, obey the Word of God. When God has filled your heart with great joy, be faithful. When God has allowed your soul to be overwhelmed with great trouble, great temptation, great weakness, still be faithful. You may be faint, but get your eyes on Christ and keep pursuing. Realize you're battling the devil and never sheath your sword. Always remain in the battle. May the devil always know that you're his enemy, even if you're faint.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.